The piece, titled Easter 1906, was written by guest composer William Averett, a professor emeritus of composition at Shenandoah University in Virginia. The lynchings happened after two African American men were accused of sexually assaulting a woman in Springfield. Even though the men had an alibi, a mob dragged them from the jail and hanged them, along with another African American man who'd also been in the jail. Averett said the piece is supposed to be a lesson about the dangers of white privilege.
I suppose it relates the tragedy of feeling that because, in this case, you were a white person, you could actually murder a black person with no repercussions. And that sense of white privilege is an incredible danger. It remains an incredible danger in our own time, I think.
The composition is a mix of singing and spoken word, as well as four hands on the piano and two percussionists. Averett said MSU chorale director Dr. Cameron Labar has brought the choir to an excellent place.
It is a long piece, and long in the sense of nearly an hour's duration. It has 16 movements, so it's a lot of different kinds of things that happen. But they just sound like a miracle on it. It's really extraordinary singing, and the playing is going to be equally compelling because it's such terrific players.
Averett's piece is based off of historical documents and a collection of poems written by Robert Bodie recounting the tragic event, according to the MSU Choir website. Springfield's 1906 lynchings led to a mass exodus of the black community. In the past year, the city has unveiled a historical marker on the downtown square, memorializing the three who were murdered there. The MSU Chorale will perform the premiere of this unique composition Sunday at Ellis Hall at 5:30 p.m. For KSMU News, I'm Afton Harper.